From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's the music of Josh Gray and the Dark Features.
The light that shines between the blinds and warms the room. To wake you soft from slumber on a Sunday afternoon. Her arms hang at her sides like the boughs of a willow tree. They raise outstretched to say, babe, come on home to me. Her heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim. But it's better to die trying than regret not jumping in. Her heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim. A heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim. But it's better to die trying than regret not jumping in. A heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim. Her smile's a wildflower, watch out, boy, she'll take your breath away. Expect nothing less from the girl with a name like a holiday. Her long legs carry her graceful through the crowd as the summer breeze. 2 feet above the ground, so careless and free. Her heart's like an ocean, too vast to swim. But it's better to die trying than regret not jumping in. Her heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim. Her heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim. But it's better to die trying than regret not jumping in. Heart's like an ocean, too fast to swim.
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen Locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is our 676th live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Josh Gray and the Dark Features. This Nashville Americana singer-songwriter grew up in Montgomery County, Maryland. His sound is a mix of folk, blues, country, rock, and bluegrass, the music that first inspired him to pick up a guitar. His thoughtful, poetic lyrics stick with you. Please welcome Josh Gray and the Dark Features to the Red Barn stage.
Say, Senorita, won't you pour one for me? It's been a long, hard road from Nashville, Tennessee. Each border I cross an unseen line reminds me what I've left behind. All my friends, so many miles away. So I'm singing to the wind these songs of the highway. Late nights spent riding, lost in a haze. Scan the horizon to glimpse the green. I oppose siding, it beckons to me. Carry my hardships on out to sea. There ain't no regrets beating in my chest. Wouldn't have it any other way. So I'm singing to the wind these songs of the highway. Till it's gone, it haunts you like the ghost of a high lonesome song. I yearn to hold her close when the autumn leaves fall, as the inmate yearns to scale the prison wall. A day don't pass where I won't ask, does she remember my name? Up the highway, 'cause I'm singing to the wind these songs of the highway. You know I'm singing to the wind these songs of the highway. So I'm singing to the wind these songs of the highway.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Good evening, folks. Thanks for being with us on Red Barn Radio. Our guest tonight is Josh Gray and the Dark Features. Their 2019 release is Songs of the Highway. Great press on this new album. The Oklahoma Review says Josh Gray's Songs of the Highway is without a doubt one of the best albums I have heard in 2019. This is a debut album you are not going to want to sleep on. Get on the wagon now, as Josh Gray is sure to be a household name in the music business sooner rather than later. How does that make you feel to hear a review like that?
I mean, great, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great thing for someone to appreciate what you put your heart into. This is at least 3 years of my life. it took 3 years to write the songs and record them, but you know, there's a lot more living in there than just 3 years.
In today's music business, can you be a household name doing one album every 3 years?
I choose to believe that you can.
Yeah.
I have never been someone who writes songs who says, I wrote a song today. Songs take me months to write.
Yeah.
But I think good things take time. That's how I feel about it. And I really feel like we're in the age of Spotify and things like this, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to let an app dictate how I make art, you know? My favorite artists release albums, and I'm going to release albums. I'm not going to put out singles to get likes. Maybe on some people's epitaphs it'll say, you know, they got this many likes. I don't really care about that.
You're in Nashville now. That's home for you.
So I grew up in Maryland, in a place that had no music scene, basically. And then I got a guitar when I was 16. I'd been writing poetry and stuff like that since I was 12, you know, crappy poetry like most kids do.
Most kids, I don't know that most kids do that.
Well, those who write poetry write crappy poetry at that age. And then I moved to Frederick, Maryland, which is a small kind of music, little artsy scene. And I was dared by a friend to play an open mic, you know, because we were going to these open mics for a while and just kind of observing. And I was writing these songs, not necessarily thinking about performing them, but just writing them. Slowly going to ease my way into it, you know. But he dared me, and the rest is history.
You're how old at this point?
I was 31.
So we fast-forwarded from 16.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I tried to start a bunch of bands, you know, and people were flaky, and it just didn't happen. If I do anything, it's going to be a solo thing. Staring out the window at a mountain range, spinning down the track on a one-way train. Got by my side, they say tomorrow I'll hang. Longing for my freedom like a dog on a chain. Never felt no comfort in Caroline. Got sweet Mary on my mind. Don't you cry for me. Just lay me down where the river meets the sea. Lay me down, girl. The bank in Baltimore and River City too. Got lucky in Kentucky, yeah, you know how I do. Posse got her with me down in Tennessee. They said, come out with your hands up. I said, hold on, let me finish my tea. Ran to the bed, grabbed my boots and my gun. Hop from the window and away I run. Ran for the station and almost made it. Sometimes you make plans and life has other plans to keep. Ain't that true? If I had a boy, you know I'd tell him, son, don't be like me, don't live by the gun. Well, you think a man's real just cause you've seen him wrong. Well, that man ain't free, he's just a name without a home. So walk me to the gallows up those creaking stairs. Put on my head and a noose around my neck. Yell to the coppers, do what you gotta do. Done more living in my short life than you could do in two. Come on, cut that rope, boys. Thank you. I recorded a solo EP in Frederick, and then in 2016, I moved down to Nashville. And started trying to, you know, meet people and form a band.
And you did a crowdsourcing there to gather some money together to do the CD you wanted to do, the album you wanted to do.
On something that was so personal to me and so important to me, I didn't want, you know, a label kind of telling me what to do. So I didn't even really approach that. The band here, I'm going to take a second to introduce the band. We have Kenzie
good.
Miracle on fiddle. We have Julio Matos on bass. And Jason Monday on drums. And these guys who were with me, they all played on the album.
That's also unusual.
We hired some people, but this is my core band, and I really feel that we are a band together. In Nashville, there's a lot of people at play where they are singer-songwriter and hired guns. You know what I mean? You never know who's going to be on stage with them at that moment, but these guys always play with me, and it's extremely hard to form that kind of thing in Nashville. Everyone who moves to Nashville, they've already done the failed band thing in their own hometown, and they came down to Nashville, you know, and they want to make money, and they're going to jump on projects and things like that. But these guys stayed with me, and we recorded something really special, and we spent months arranging so that when we got in the studio, we recorded, and basically they did their parts in like 4 days, you know. I can feel the heat on his Texas street, burning holes in the soles of my shoes. Surrounded by men in darkened dens, communing with bottles of booze. There's a picture of you at 22 in the breast pocket of my coat. I turn it over when I'm not sober and shed tears to the words you wrote. I said, open your eyes, raise your veil, show me that we are worth more than this. I know it ain't easy, but it's worth fighting for. Love ain't a battle, it's an all-out war. No. This old guitar carries the scars of a thousand barroom nights. My fingers, they trace the lines on her face as she sings neath the fluorescent lights. I cradle each word like a newborn bird falling from the nest. I was too blind to see you had to be free, or else be laid to rest. I said, open your eyes, raise your veils, show me that we are worth more than this. I know it ain't easy, but it's worth fighting for. Chasing my breath since the day you left 12 long years ago. It's the snap of the bone as the blade finds its home where loved ones flourished and flowed. I've known the sacrifice of a reclusive vice, though many an angel is tried. If you asked me today, I just have to say, I guess that I'm doing all right. I said, open your eyes, raise your veil, show me that we are worth more than this. I know it ain't easy, but it's worth fighting for. I said, open your eyes, raise your veil, show me that we're worth more than this. I know it ain't easy, but it's worth fighting for. Love ain't a battle, it's an all-out war.
So we didn't have the money to do it. So being the savvy social media person that you have to become being a musician these days, I don't want to tell you how many business
social media books I've read. It's something I'd rather not do. I'd rather be writing songs.
You've spent time actually making a little bit of a study of
it.
Yeah,
definitely.
So
definitely
how
doing
you
got to
go
researching.
About it.
So we did a 30-day campaign on Kickstarter. We recorded like 30 videos, and we released a video a day, pretty much. Hmm. So it was a ton of work. In the end, we raised nearly $9,000 to do all the recording. You know, it's an amazing thing to have people believe in your project before they've heard a single song. You know, it's kind
of
crazy.
What role do you think the videos played?
You start looking at what gets the most hits, right? I mean, video gets the most hits. That's why you guys are doing video here, not just taking
Indeed.
Pictures of us.
That's right.
So we released a ton of videos. I uncomfortably asked a bunch of people to share them. You know, that's out of my comfort zone. Hmm. They asked people to share them. They shared them. You know, I have my email newsletter, so I emailed out to those people. People who had heard me back in Maryland and all over. Sweet Maria of the Southern Wilds, patron saint of this lonesome mile, got evicted and lost her child. Try as they might, they can't take her smile. Six String Joe used to play the blues down on Beale and Union Avenue. Pawned his guitar for a plate of food. Got a lot of soul, but none on his shoe. These are some people you likely to meet if you ever look, girl, when you're shuffling your feet. In the richest nation of all empathy, oh, for the ghosts of the American. The ghosts of this American dream. Sarah sells street papers by the interstate. Her husband beat her till the day she ran away. Started drinking heavy to push aside the pain. Sober now, you ask her how, says I take it day by day. Old John lost his arm to a bomb in the war. Been trying to find a job since 1974. No address and post-traumatic stress shut many a door. Fighting for. These are some people you're likely to meet if you ever look, girl, when you're shuffling your feet. In the richest nation of all empathy, oh, for the ghosts of this American dream. For the ghosts of this American dream. And I don't know the reason why so many turn a blind eye. Maybe they don't want to see. They want to see. When we hit hard times, it comes to mind. Maybe that could be me. Maybe that could be me. Yeah, I don't know the reason why so many turn a blind eye. Maybe they don't want to see. They want to see.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Josh Gray and the Dark Features. Recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Josh Gray and the Dark Features after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
American dream, for the ghosts of this American dream. And I don't know the reason why so many turn a blind eye. Maybe they don't want to see. They want to see. When we hit hard times, it comes to mind. Maybe that could be me. Maybe that could be me. Yeah, I don't know the reason why so many turn a blind eye. Maybe they don't want to see. Don't want to see. When we hit hard times, it comes to mind. Maybe that could be me. Maybe that could be me.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Josh Gray and the Dark Features, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
In the richest nation of old empathy, oh, for the ghosts of this American dream, for the ghosts of this American dream. And I don't know the reason why so many turn a blind eye. Maybe they don't want to see. Don't want to see. When we hit hard times, it comes to mind. Maybe that could be me. Maybe that could be me. Yeah, I don't know the reason why so many turn a blind eye. Maybe they don't want to see. Don't want to see. When we hit hard times, it comes to mind. Maybe that could be me. Maybe that could be me. Siren running wild and free, pretty as a peach in the orchard tree, hot as summer and sweet as tea, must have been born in Tennessee. Hands on her hips, smirking at me, says Yankee boy, my love ain't free. Opens her heart, hands you the key. Must have been born in Tennessee. Hold me like a river holds its polished stone. On the mighty Mississippi, the clinging dome. You're in my heart everywhere I roam. Give me one kiss for the endless road. Hold me like a river holds. Some things are worth more than gold. Leads you down to the honeysuckle grove. Pulls you close neath the poplar trees. Must have been born in Tennessee. One day we'll have that island in the sun. Together like two hearts on the run. Till then she leaves a light on for me, sweet lady from Tennessee. Hold me like a river on its polished stone, a mighty Mississippi, the gleaming dome. You're in my heart everywhere I roam. Give me one. Like a river rolls its polished stone, from the mighty Mississippi to the gleaming dome. You're in my heart everywhere I
So I don't know anything about cars. I'm not a car guy. I commissioned an artist that I like to do the artwork for the back of the album and the artwork for our T-shirt as well. And it depicts part of this story, Two Hearts. But I just told him, you know, draw me a badass muscle car, you know. And he drew this car, and I had no idea what car it was. And it's like, I don't care. I'm not embarrassed about it. But, like, you know, it's easily recognizable by a lot of people. It's like a 65 Mustang fastback. So I had to go online and, like, search the air vents and do all this stuff and find out what kind of car it was. And then I went on to Nashville Facebook groups, like Mustang owners groups. And I finally found the one guy who had the car in the right color, because it was kind of an afterthought to do this whole photo shoot. They agreed to do the photo shoot, and I said, you know, obviously I'll pay you for your time. And they came, and it was an older couple, and they came in and hung out and watched us do this whole photo shoot for an hour, and I offered to pay them, and they wouldn't take my money. Super nice. Then back to the Kickstarter, you know, we're like 5 days away from the end of it, and it's like we're like $1,300 down or $1,200 down, something like that. And this mystery donation comes in. And I go and check the email. It's the guy with the car. So
that is just
pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Came to a stop one night on a dark and dusty road, 31 miles from the place I planned to go. Walked the white line till I did find a neon glow. Sign said, welcome to the Desert Rose. I walked on in and pulled a stool up to the bar. Saw her sitting there and I forgot about my car. She slid right over with a drink and said, hey there, how'd you know? She smiled, you kept me waiting, it's about time that you showed. And I said, looks like you and I are gonna have some fun. 'Cause you and me, babe, we're two hearts on the run. Just then two men walked in from the hard driving rain. One had a knife and just my luck, one had a chain. One with a knife said, it's my wife, you're gonna meet your end. Now you all know I had no way of knowing that, my friends. I turned to her and said, you're gonna help me out of this mess. She reached right down and pulled a gun from beneath her dress. Her man said, wait a minute, think it over, Rosalie. She turned as bridges burned and she said this right to me. She said, looks like you and I are gonna have some fun. 'Cause you and me, babe, we're two hearts on the run. Ran out the back door, hopped into her little truck. She shifted gears, we disappeared in a trail of mine. Down a maze of side streets and back roads we did drive, hollering with adrenaline, just happy to be alive. Looking back, they hadn't filed at the time, I thought it strange. Right then in the rearview mirror, headlights shone through the rain. One day I know I'll burn hot as the setting sun. Right then I was the king, she handed me the gun and we sang. Looks like you and I are gonna have some. You and me, babe, we're two hearts on the run. Rolled down the window as they rammed us from the side. The truck fishtailed to the left and then the right. A loud crack lit the sky, something in me changed. They barreled through the storm like a runaway freight train. Leveled the gun and I started to unload. Smoke poured from the hood and I saw tires blow. They swerved into a ditch and the car burst into flame. They hopped on out and started to shout all kinds of names and we sang. Looks like you and I are gonna have some fun. 'Cause you and me, babe, we're two hearts on the run. We drove 100 miles and found a cheap motel. Hold up there for the night and had some fun as well. Like a dream when I awoke, the truck and her were gone. And though she never said goodbye, she at least left me this song. From time to time she comes to mind, my desert Rosalie. And in a note, you know, she wrote these simple words to me. We cannot return blindly from whence we've come.
I know one day you'll find me. We are two hearts on the run.
You know, because I taught myself to play guitar, I'm not amazing at guitar. I feel like you have to make a choice at some point, whether you're going to focus on lyrics or focus on music. I really believe that's a choice. I play those cowboy chords, and I really focus 95% on lyrics. If you focus 50% of your time on getting good at an instrument, then you're going to be 50% a good writer. That's just how I kind of feel about it.
Can we care about our neighbors instead of asking for their papers and think about what we do to this world? 'Cause human life's more precious than a blood diamond necklace or any flag that's ever been unfurled. It's time to climb from beneath the covers and stand up for each other in this, the hour of truth. When you opt for silence, those swallowed by violence won't be there when it comes for you. Oh, my friends, this ain't a sad song. Keep marching, though the road is long, we'll prevail, for love is strong. It's always darkest before the dawn. It's always darkest before the dawn. Another mass killing celebrity villain face on the TV screen. They won't call him a terrorist. We all get the gist, it ain't in line with their white supremacy. We vote in these leaders and watch them impede us every step of the way. Self-serving cowards growing empowered with cash from the NRA. Oh, my friend. This ain't a sad song. Keep marching, though the road is long, we'll prevail, for love is strong. It's always darkest before the dawn. It's always darkest before the dawn. Every orientation and gender deserves equality. You ain't saving souls, trying to control the lives of those you've never seen. Let's stop arresting for minor possession if this is the land of the free. Ban private prisons that enslave millions because they don't look like me. Oh, my friends, this this ain't a sad song. Keep marching, though the road is long, will prevail, for love is strong. It's always darkest before the dawn. It's always darkest before the dawn. It's always darkest before the dawn.
Thank you.
Jumped up on the tables and shouted anarchy, and someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreaming, so we started screaming on such a winter's day. To her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad's the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock. Shopping mall and laughed at all the shopping, and security guards trailed us to a record store. We asked for Mojo Nixon and they said, well, he don't work it. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car and away we started rolling. I asked how much you pay for this. She said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child. We'll name her Minnie Pearl. Just you and me eating fudge banana swirl. Just you and me. We'll travel all the world. Just you and me. Punk rock girl.
We would like to thank Josh Gray and the Dark Features for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, please give it up for Josh Gray and the Dark Features here on the Red Barn stage.
I just wanted to take a second to thank Red Barn Radio for having us and all the stations that carry them, as well as everyone here in the audience and everyone listening on the radio and online. A lot of musicians we like have played here, so we're really happy to be here. This last one is called Take Her by the Hand, and this is on the new album as well. So, yeah, go check it out.
Like riding towards the sunset in search of gold. Heart's been trampled beneath a lifetime of dust. Foolish, I'm searching for a soul I can trust. Days spent dreading the night so long. Walking in the verse. Gonna make my stand, bend in her shadow and take her by the hand, bend in her shadow and take her by the hand. We all share a sentence, we ponder at night. We all have scars you can't see in the light. Wander this world if we're alone, one in the river as she whispers her poem. Days spent dreading the night so long, walking in the verses of the same sad song. Believe me when I find her, gonna make my stand, bend it. Shadow and take her by the hand, bend in her shadow and take. she elude me like so many it seems. The heart is a compass, points out the way. Has mine broken and led me astray? She entered the room, time is slow. My heart awoke like a seed neath the snow. Well, they say love's blind when you see it, you'll know. It ages like wine from the bloom of a rose. Days been dreading, the night's so long. Whoa.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Josh, Julio, Jason, and Kenzie, Josh Gray and the Dark Features, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookOutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.